Shubhodaya. Welcome to the 73rd batch of yoga in this center in Roeville. Every batch, it is not a repetition, it is a relearning. Every class is a relearning process. It is not a one-off study. Every class is a relearning process. And the two things are important for a product to sell. One is the packaging should be good. The second one, the product also should be good. If the packaging is very good, but the product is ordinary product, you can't get a repeat customer. You can sell for one time, but you can't get a repeat customer. And the other token, product is ordinary packaging, ordinary packaging, but extraordinary product. Still, the product will be underselling, undervalued. Product is undervalued. You need a good packaging and excellent product to have a competitive advantage and improve the brand value. To improve the brand value of the product, you need good packaging and excellent product. Then only brand value goes up. In the body, body is outer casing. It is called as a packaging. Body is the packaging, and what is inside the mind is called as the product. The product, the packaging itself, excellent body, so energetic, but product inside is ordinary. So, no value. There is no value. You can impress once, then after that nobody wants to. You can't sell the product. You can't go on. On the other token, product is very good, but body is not willing. Body is not cooperating. I can't get up. I can't walk. And always falling sick. Then also, the product is good. I cannot sell the product. I can't use the product. Then also, it is not used. You have to have excellent the body and the mind. Body and mind must be good so that you can get best out of this life. By God's grace, we have been blessed with excellent body and excellent mind. And use this as a blessing. God's blessing, body and mind, product is there. You maximize, improve the brand value of your product. When the blessing of the God is there, the good body and mind is there, if you are underselling and ruining the opportunity, your product is wasted and casing is wasted, you may not get this opportunity again. Maximize. You are a traveler. You are set out to travel long distance in your life. For that, make use of this body and the mind. The yoga is for the body and the mind. The body and mind, the linking yoga helps in strengthening the body, making the body strong, calms the mind. Calms the mind, not only calms the mind, connecting body and mind itself is yoga. Yoga means connection. Not only that one, mind, practice of yoga, your memory becomes very sharp. It takes you further from the mind to the intellect level. Memory becomes very sharp. Beyond that one, there is a soul. In the body, there is a soul. Soul is there. Yoga helps in connecting to the soul. Soul also has to be nourished. Soul also has to be enriched. The soul is there in this body. Why it has come into the body? Why we got a certain mind and certain body? Soul has come in to exhaust its karma. Soul is there. That is the body, the yoga then means body, it's for the body, it is for the mind, it is for the intellect, memory power, it is for the soul. Not only the soul, beyond that one Supreme Lord is there. The soul leaves the body and comes into the body at the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Paramatma. So, yoga, not only from the body, it's a connection from the body, mind, it is to the intellect, to the individual soul, to the Supreme Soul, Supreme Lord. It is this connection is called as yoga. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna brings out this concept, Indriyani paranyahu, indriyebhya param manaha, manatastu para buddhi, yo buddhe paratastu saha. This integration, yoga is this integration, body, mind, and your memory shell, your soul, and intellect. This integration is called as yoga. This integration is called as yoga. And we are not an individual person. We cannot exist. We can't say that I am individual. I will exist myself. Whatever you think, it has an impact in a wider community. You are thinking also. For example, in my body, if the small finger, the tip of the finger is hurting, my whole body hurts. It's a corner of my hand, but it hurts the whole body. So is whatever I think, it has an impact on the wider community. And in Africa, I mentioned earlier, the plants in the desert area, if giraffe is coming and start grazing one fruit, it's a sweet fruit, and it sends the signal to the another plant few miles away, sends the signal, it starts secreting, fruit becomes sour. It becomes unpalatable. They communicate. They are communicating, whatever you think, it has an impact on others. Whatever you do an action, in a corner of this Australia, it will have an impact on the other part. That we have seen in the coronavirus time, and the coronavirus originated in China and Amazon forest, nowhere connected to the community. There also they got the coronavirus. There is nowhere, no travel, it's totally isolated. Whatever you do, it has an impact on that one. That yoga, through the practice of yoga, through your lifestyle, you start thinking good, you start thinking positive, you start thinking noble, your personality changes, personality blossoms. Whatever you do, it has a wider impact. When you start, the practitioner of yoga is a great asset to the community, great asset to the world. Has a positive, contributes positively to the wellness of the world. That in the Purana, Skanda Purana, it talks about when that yogi is there, contributing to the wellness of the whole world, dhanyo mata pita dhanyo, gotram dhanyo kulodbhavam, and vasudha devi dhanyo, and when that person who contributes to the whole wellness of the world, it is talks about that whoever that person is there, his mother is blessed, his father is blessed, his lineage is blessed, the community is blessed, the whole earth is blessed. When that person is there, where that person is there, that becomes a spiritual center. That place become the spiritual center, place of sadhana. That place of sadhana, that place becomes a spiritual center. slowly how yoga is elevating us to the pinnacle of our life. It is talked about in the Shastras. Shri Krishna talks about Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhuti Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. It is told by Sanjaya, last loka, where that type of yogi is there, where that yogi is there, Tatra Shri, there is a prosperity around that person. Vijaya, there is a victory around that person. Bhuti, there is a glory around that person. Bhuti, Dhruva, Niti, there is a firm policy, firm thinking. Right thinking is there. Stability is there where that yogi is there. That person, yoga practitioner, practicing yoga is not just swinging arm and leg. It transforms you. Not only transforms us, it uplifts the game of the whole world. Consciousness of the world is elevated by the practice of yoga. Not to underestimate the importance of yoga. It uplifts the consciousness of the whole world. Dhanyo, vasudha dhanyo. That even the earth is blessed when that person is there. And the yoga practice, I said first class, be committed, not to belittle yoga. It's not whatever other your social engagement, they can wait. Your priority, set your priority right. Nobody, no community is important. My sadhana is important. I am set out to improve the brand value of this product. My social circle, they can wait. I have to do my sadhana. When I uplift the game of my life, my brand value increases, then I am of value for my community, my generations to come. Lie down on you.